It's that time of year again. Everyone knows that the holidays can quickly become overwhelming. So the sooner that you get things done, the better. Both shoppers and businesses, the best time to score great deals during the holidays is Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So if you have a product to sell, you need to make sure you're ready for anything that comes your way during the busiest weekend of the year. And that's why you need Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Don't let your brand's voice get lost in the thousands of messages consumers will be seeing. Shopify's marketing tools will help push your brand to the forefront of the chaos, no matter what platform your customers are on. If you want to give customers the best experience possible this holiday season, you need Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. This Black Friday, join the thousands of new entrepreneurs hearing for the first time with Shopify. Sign up for your free trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to make this Black Friday one to remember. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Keys to Success by B.C. Forbes, published in 1918. Personality is the sum of what you are. Personality means character plus. Many persons have a good character, but a personality signifies something other than honesty, truthfulness, industry, and the like. It embodies all these and something more. Personality implies pleasing, winning ways, graciousness, heartiness, enthusiasm. To have a gracious personality, we must cultivate graciousness. To have a personality that radiates the right qualities, we must possess the right qualities. We cannot wear the right kind of personality and be the wrong kind of person. We may indeed have brilliant talents and unselfish natures, and yet fail to cultivate or exhibit the kind of personality that inspires love and admiration. Personality may be defined as the right kind of character in the right kind of wrapper. The workshop, the office, the university, and the world have no dearth of men and women of education, people of technical skill, professionals of full measure ability. But there is a dearth of people possessing these qualifications plus personality. And what the workshop, the office, the classroom, and the world needs is just such women and men. It is worthwhile striving to become one of them. A friend of mine once sent me a series of 11 words as his key to success. You will notice that the initial letters of each word spell personality. They are persistence, enthusiasm, respectful, systematic, original, natural, alert, loyal, imaginative, truthful, and youthful. If you want to build up a strong, enduring, worthwhile life, you must lay the right kind of foundation such as these. Massive, noble, venerated structures cannot be raised on faulty foundations. Shanty towns can. But who would elect to make of their life a tiny, miserable, tumble-down shanty?
if by taking proper thought and action, they could erect a more worthy monument. The time to lay sound foundations is now, just as failure has foundations of a different character. The world's rewards for solid foundation building may not come for 5 years, or 15 years, or even 50 years. The more valuable, though intangible, inward rewards are garnered right along. 90% of the joy of achievement comes from the effort. Only 10% or less from the onward rewards success brings. Dig into the early records of the most successful people in every walk of life, and you will find, almost without exception, that solid, painstaking, brain-sweating foundations were laid during year after year of obscurity, when no applause, no encouragement, no recognition came from the world. Thomas Edison began experiments with electricity almost as soon as he could read, was expelled from the school because of his mental deficiencies. But he persisted in testing original inventions, and when he landed in New York, though penniless, his head was full of knowledge, and the foundations laid for future success. Every one of his many thousands of failed experiments he counted as a plus, laid within his structure of experience. For as he was often fond of remarking, an experiment which doesn't work is not a wasted effort, since it tells you that the thing can't be done that way, and lets you know you must try another way. Coleman DuPont, who was chief owner of New York's largest skyscraper, the originator of various huge enterprises, the country's most energetic road builder, owner of the Waldorf Astoria and other large hotels, began his foundation laying in a southern coal mine, where he graduated from a mule driver to manager and moved on, as he says, to tackle something new. I always want to be building something, if only a dog kennel. A newly made road may look smooth and firm and beautiful, but if its foundations have not been honestly and substantially laid, it will quickly go to pieces when subjected to heavy traffic. It's often the unseen parts that count most. When the supreme test comes, the result is always determined by what has gone before, by the preparations made to meet it, by the makeup and the record of the person under test. The time to prepare for the test is not the day or the hour when it comes, but from the very start and all the years leading up to it. The fate of a ship caught and tossed in a fierce storm, where giant waves throw themselves with fury upon the bow, body, and stern, may depend less upon the seamanship of the captain on the bridge than upon the original soundness or rottenness of some hidden beam used by the shipbuilder, upon the flawlessness or faultiness of some obscure metal post when rolled in a steel mill, upon the carefulness or carelessness with which a few sails or a few rivets were driven when the ship was being built. The life or death of the ship and its precious human freight may hang upon the delinquency of some person at some moment years before. Storms test foundations, search out secret weak spots, reveal unconscientious workmanship. Foundations must be built on such tested and tried pillars as honesty, industry, self-sacrifice, truth, politeness, self-discipline, watchfulness, enthusiasm, loyalty to others and to self, frugality, sincerity, purposefulness, and not least, common sense. Today and each day we lay tomorrow's foundations. We are all always building foundations, either good or bad, solid or hollow, firm or frail. Every act is a hammer stroke. One coral insect appears to be of infinitesimal importance, but in time, one such insect laid upon another can wreck the strongest ship that ever sailed the sea. Our hourly thoughts and acts, each in itself apparently of no importance, in time build our foundations and erect thereon our life structure. What kind of foundation are you building today? Will you, because of today's efforts, be stronger or weaker tomorrow? Whether you are young or old, your personal foundations have long since been laid. Each of the different stones of character and habit is already in place. But there is not one that cannot be taken out and replaced with a better block. You may know what it is like to take a stone out of a solid wall once it has been laid in that wall. It is a long, slow, hard process. The wall has to be propped up temporarily. The hardened mortar, the mortar of habit, has to be loosened, and when all is said and done, you must be sure the new stone you put in place of the old is enough better to pay for making the effort, and it must not be out of keeping with all the other stones around it. Not one of us is perfect. Some things it will not pay to try to change. Others can be patched up a little, dressed over, brightened up. A few ought to be taken out altogether, because they are rotten spots at vital points. First of all, ask yourself, what are those rotten stones at vital points that must come out if you are going to make a success of the rest of your life? Go down the list. Put a big heavy cross over those faults. What plans have you made for changing them? Take each one by itself and write a paragraph stating succinctly but honestly just what common sense plan you are going to carry out for the complete elimination from your character and habit of life, that rotten foundation stone. Next, take those that you feel are not what they ought to be. Check these with a single mark. Is your education defective? It is never too late to learn, to remedy the handicap of a neglected education, either general or technical. Is your memory weak? You can strengthen it, whether you are young or old. Have you annoying habits? They can be broken up and softened into something cheerier and more winning. Are you too individual in your methods of trying to do business? Even at 50, you can begin to strive day by day to work with others in a team. Is your judgment bad? You can try at once and try hard to form the habit of consulting with others who know better than you do. Have you failed to make friends? At any age, you can find friends if you go out and look for them, starting with the poor and weak whom you can help, and so gradually winning the strong and powerful who will help you. Have you been overworking yourself? Underfeeding your mind and nerves, you can deliberately seek recreation, for successful recreation is actually an accomplishment during the latter half of life. Lastly, remember that art is long and life is fleeting. You can't do everything, nor should you be discouraged because you can't. you must choose just one thing to do first, and be sure you put enough enthusiasm into it to do it. Then another thing, then another thing. If life is not long enough to do everything you would like to do, be sure that you use good common sense in attending to the most practical important first, and leave the less important for later attention. Don't be sentimental. Don't indulge in regrets, but get to work.